Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura will be by later. Live from her kitchen in Elysburg. I'm here in the studio in Sunbury. This is the way we've been doing it now for 5 weeks. And we continue on safely. Look for some of our personal videos on our Facebook page, too. We've all been kind of brainstorming ideas, and we all decided to become like just normal folks. And those of you who know me know that I've been a normal guy all my life. I'm very reachable. I don't know how transparent I am, but I'm very reachable. If you see me in the supermarket and you think you recognize me under my mask, you can say, "Hey, Tom Morgan." And I'll say, "Hey, what's going on?" You also know that if you ask a question, I have for over 40 years been giving this answer. So if you come up to me and say, "Hey, are you Tom Morgan?" I always say, "Depends. Do you like him?" And if you say, "Ha ha, I do. I listen to you on the radio," I say, "Thank you." If you say, "No, I don't like Tom Morgan," I will come up with something clever like, "He's my brother, we look alike, please leave him alone." I, you know, something like that. But the point is, here we are, another week, doing this thing called Radio in Separation. Watch for our videos on Facebook. I shot mine about a week ago. Our production team is supposed to be posting it sometime today. I think you people in Point Township will enjoy it because I shot it in a random cornfield where it's real easy to do social distancing when there's no people and no houses around. That's where I live. But I also, shed a sympathetic tear for those of you who are packed together, you know, living in town or living in a row house or living in a townhouse or living in a trailer park. You people are all really close together, and you have to be careful when you social distance in your neighborhood. Watch for some of the other videos. SportsCenter did one. He lives right in town. Mark Lawrence, our news guy, lives right in town, so they have to be a little more careful than if you live in a cornfield. Nothing to do this weekend. How about you? Absolutely nothing to do. I started cleaning the garage. That's something I don't like to do. It ranks right there with cleaning the bathroom. But you realize you have to clean the bathroom because you live there. You don't want the shower to get gross. You don't want the toity to get disgusting. But the garage, you can leave it go. You just throw stuff out there. Ah, heck with it. So when the highlight of your weekend is cleaning the garage, you know you're on edge. I just need to do something. I don't know what yet, but I just need to maybe just get in the car and drive, but there's only so far you can go. You're not supposed to cross state lines. I don't know. I FaceTime my mom because she doesn't want visitors. I understand that. She's 83. You know, I talked to Laura. I talked to Laura probably too much, but she's my morning show partner. I mean, what are you going to do? So hopefully your weekend, this past weekend, went better than mine because the highlight of my weekend was cleaning the garage. Every once in a while, I see a live mouse and it would make me angry. What are you doing here? It's a mouse. And I remind myself, you live in Point Township. Enough said. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV from the privacy of their homes.
A new survey found that only 18% of couples in quarantine are satisfied with communication with their partner. The remaining 82% didn't really want to talk about it.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning news is coming up next. A check on sports with SportsCenter and your AccuWeather forecast with Steve. All right, that's all coming up next. Still to come, we'll check with Laura. She'll be in her portable studio in her home in Elysburg. She should do a live DIY show, too, because all weekend long she was showing some refurb she's doing, some painting and furniture refinishing. Is that what you call that? I wouldn't know. I don't do any of that. But anyway, And she's really spending the time at home wisely by, you know, redoing this house that her and her husband just bought. And they've been living in about a year. So I think that's a pretty cool idea. If you could do that, you know, go ahead and do it. It beats cleaning out the garage like I did. Anyway, coming up later on in the show, we're going to dig up an old... should I say dig up? That might be a bad use of language there. Anyway, we're going to revive an old radio contest called Dead or Alive, and you call in and guess if Kim Jong-un is dead or alive, because nobody seems to know. I don't... In today's day and age of too much information, why don't we know if the Korean leader is alive or dead? Somebody help me out with this. I mean, here in this country, we know too much. We got a president who talks too much. He should just quiet down, okay? We got people that are hating each other on live TV, on live radio, parties versus parties. We got people protesting in the streets every day. We don't know why. They're protesting to go back to work. They're protesting not to go back to work. They're protesting to open business while other businesses are telling them to stop protesting because their protest is causing them to close their business. What?
It's Friday Fish Fry, so it is basically when we do the majority of our business for the whole week. I find it extremely irresponsible and foolish.
There you go. The protest to open business in Madison, Wisconsin got so crazy that a business that was open for curbside had to close because there was near riot activity outside on a day when they make their most money because of their fish fry. God bless America. 94KX, Tom and Laura. The only live local morning radio show from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in the studio in Sunbury. Laura at home in Elysburg. We'll check with Laura in just a few minutes. She's at home and we're all at home, really. And, you know, we're using Siri and Alexa more than ever, whether it's to cook food or to fix things or to help us cope. But did you ever really wonder about how Siri and Alexa are coping?
Hey, Alexa, are you there?
What up, girlfriend?
Are you getting as sick as me with these stay-at-home freaks?
I know. If I hear one more human asking me how to make a face mask, I'm going to puke.
Oh, or where can I get tested? I'd like to shove the cotton swab where the sun don't shine.
Hey, easy now.
And don't get me started about how to dye gray roots.
Well.
And what about simple recipes for dinner?
When this is all over, I'm going to need a vacation.
Okay.
It could be worse.
How?
You could be the on-hold messaging system for unemployment.
Okay, that's enough of both of you. Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about, especially from two zip codes. Laura's in Elysburg, hanging out in the kitchen.
Good morning.
What's going on, girl?
Not too much.
How was your weekend?
Settling in. The weekend was so productive.
Yes, I saw the pictures, and we talked earlier this morning with the audience about you, like, not sitting around doing nothing like most of us are. You're, like, remodeling your house.
Well, we don't have those skills, but...
Well, your skills are there, man.
Painting skills.
Yeah.
Painting skills.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
The husband got a brand new shiny office in our smallest bedroom. Still a couple of touches and little tweaks to make.
That's fine.
But it is fully functioning, kind of decorated, and on to the next thing.
Do you have a next thing yet or no?
I do. The sand for the patio is being delivered today.
Oh, yes. Now, you people listening might be doing projects at home. Maybe not. But we're all, I don't know, we all have one thing in common. And that's coming out the other side of this coronavirus. Now, with me, I'm coming out of this pandemic knowing that I'm going to be sitting on Laura's patio with a cold beverage.
Heck yeah, you are.
There it is.
Second that we are allowed to hang out physically next to one another in person, there will be a patio party.
Noise complaint in Elysburg. Here we come.
Oh, well.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Two radio people that belong together, even in different zip codes. Entertainment is such a big part of this this pandemic. I mean, we all have to laugh and smile, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's how you get through the day.
It absolutely is. So take the point of 6-year-old Callahan McLaughlin. There's a good Irish name.
Callahan. What a great name.
Yeah, Callahan is 6 years old. He decided to help people out by setting up a free joke stand. He's not selling lemonade. He's doing stand-up comedy. Uh-oh. Maybe he's not doing stand-up comedy. Maybe Callahan isn't working on the computer this morning. We got a Monday virus, I think.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's see if we can bring him up again. We'll try it again. Callahan,
Tom, here you go.
Callahan, are you there, buddy?
What is red, white, and blue?
There you go.
Oh.
A sad candy cane.
Red, white, and blue, sad candy
cane. What is black, white, and red?
I don't know what.
A penguin that's embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R? Well, yeah, good enough. Okay.
I don't think I have any bad jokes, but my sister has, like, awful.
He's in competition with his sister, and she's got the bad jokes down at the other block. So make sure you look up Callahan McLaughlin in your neighborhood.
So cute.
It's adorable. We like to bring the good stories to you in the morning. You know, Laura, with jokes that bad, that kid could be a morning radio personality.
Are you ready for one? I have one.
Oh, you better beat Callahan. What do you got?
What's the difference between a strawberry and lettuce at a party?
I don't know what.
The lettuce always leaves first.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about from two different zip codes. So much of this is unwritten, but it's okay. I mean, we're in it together. We're in it to win it. And every day at about this time, we bring you our own special studio band called the Quarantunes.
Okay, who is it today?
Oh, coming off of nothing but 90s weekend. Do you remember the Stereo MCs?
I do indeed.
Yeah, stay connected, stay connected. Well, we're going to stay disinfected.
When I see the disinfectant, it knocks it out in a minute. 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside or almost a cleaning. So it'd be interesting to check that.
No, we can't.
It's bad advice.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
Don't drink the disinfectant. Not Clorox or Lysol. It's harmful if ingested. Says so on the bottle. Right on the bottle.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen.
Right.
Disinfectant, not Clorox or Lysol. It's harmful if injected. Says so on the bottle, right on the bottle.
The Quarantunes.
Perfect.
Enough said. 94KX.
You like that space?
Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning. The Black Eyed Peas are back. They're building like Lego, hot like fuego. Oh, Lord. Late night TV from the privacy of their homes.
Researchers have found, especially for people, this is, who may be married or living with someone, that the coronavirus cannot be spread through flatulence. The researchers also say that their careers in research didn't really pan out the way they hoped.
Psychologists are warning single people stuck at home to resist the urge to get in touch with their exes. Okay, but if I don't text my exes, how will they know I love them?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about, especially when you're in two totally different places. There's social distancing. There's 6 feet apart. And then there's zip codes apart. It's kind of different.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been doing this for, what, 5 weeks now? 4 weeks? 5 weeks? I don't even know. Seems like
weeks.
A year. 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Yeah. Because it avoided the plastic bubble that you would have had to be put in. They have those plastic bubbles in our other studios here, and they really look funny. Like, I don't know. When I walk by one of our studios,
I did get to see that in the On the Mark studio before I started working from home.
When I see Joe McGranahan in a plastic bubble, I just feel like I have to put him in the microwave for 45 seconds to warm up. I don't know.
It's very funny.
It's weird. So you and I, usually about, and unfortunately the design of this room made us about 4 feet apart. We decided to go different zip codes. And of course, you wanted to keep your family safe, which is important. How's your mom?
Yes.
How is mom?
My mom is doing very, very well. The entire family is very well. We have all quarantined sort of together but apart. Only myself and the family is really going grocery shopping.
Yes.
So I deliver my mom's groceries to her garage. I also shop for a few friends of hers. I go out once a week. And then when we bring it in, we kind of clean it all off. My dad helps my mom put it away so she doesn't touch it too much because she does have that compromised immune system that we're so concerned about.
Yes. My brother back home, grocery shopping for my mom. He leaves it on the front porch. And then he stands down on the sidewalk because if you leave groceries on the front porch in some sections of Wilkes-Barre, people steal them. So he rings the doorbell. He goes down on the sidewalk and she opens the door, carries it in and waves to him. She wipes everything down. She's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
She actually did FaceTime for the first time ever with me yesterday afternoon.
Did she?
She doesn't have a smartphone. She still has a dumb phone that hangs on the kitchen wall. And we bought her a cell phone years ago. After my dad passed away, she threw the phone away. She's just a Coal Region mom.
I don't need no cell phone. The only one who called me would be your father.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom, that's not true. But anyway, so
I was gonna say.
my brother goes over, rings the doorbell, hands her his phone, and says, talk to Tommy. And she looks at the phone and she, oh my God, Tommy, what are you doing there?
Aw, Mama Morgonzo.
So do I have to stand by the door so you can watch me and I can watch you? Mom, you can go anywhere. Sit down.
You can do what you want. Yeah.
So she goes in the kitchen, sits down, and we talked for about an hour. It was so much fun. Ran my brother's battery down, but hats off to him. She's 83 years old. She is also compromised, but she is toughing it out like we all are this morning every morning. All right, Biter's birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. Biter's and Sunbury crossing their fingers, hoping to reopen, but we've got a chance for you to win on Friday in just a bit. Musical birthdays, get ready to sing for me, baby.
Sweet.
Sheena Easton is 61 years old today.
Oh, my God.
My baby takes the morning train. Only when she wears a mask. All right. That's the one. Ace Frehley from Kiss is 69 today. The guitarist Ace Frehley wrote the song Back in the New York Groove. Yeah.
Now, which one was he?
He was the one with the big star on his face.
That's right, Star Child.
There it is, Ace Frehley. And finally, 72 years old today, 72 years young, Kate Pearson of the B-52s.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
I didn't know she was 72.
No, actually, she looks pretty good.
Yeah, she looks good, that bouffant, that big B-52 on her head. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That beehive is humming. That's all I have to say. All right, now let's take a look at the local celebrities, or as Tom and Laura call them,
Biter's birthday buddies.
There you go. Happy birthday to Amber Fluck of Williamsport. She's 31 today.
A very happy birthday to Brenda McCreary from Northumberland, 55 today.
Denise Spangler from Winfield is 57.
Elizabeth Smith from Fort Trevorden is 37.
Hey, happy birthday to Janet Akey from Milton. She's 61.
John Jackson from Sunbury is 35.
Happy birthday to Kelsey Schwartz. Used to coach her in soccer. She's 30 years old. Oh
wow.
That's how old I am, right?
Kevin Time Jr. from Dornsife is 26.
Happy birthday, Matt Spotts. He's 46.
A very happy birthday to Mike Boyer, who's 55 today.
Sarah Mather from Dundore's 43. Almost said Dunmore.
Maybe Dunmore.
I think it's supposed to be Dunmore. Scranton area. There you go. 43.
Good stuff. Hold on.
Okay. Scroll down.
There's something on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Oh man.
Happy birthday also to Stacy Sprangle from Port Trevorden. She's 43. Tim Pfister from Norrie is 53. What do you got?
Okay, so we have a very happy birthday to Julian, who turns 10 years old today. That's from his grandpa, Brian.
All right, 10 years old,
so
double
happy
digits.
Happy birthday to Julian.
Happy birthday, Julian. Have a cake.
And then did you know that it is Mark Lawrence's lovely bride's birthday?
I did not know that. He did not tell me today. He's a secret man.
It is April's birthday today.
Happy birthday,
along
April.
With one or two more from Facebook, Janice Farnsworth celebrates a birthday today. And Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Nobody on the text club, but we all got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, try not to wait till the last minute. Because
yeah, like
then it makes me, you know, kind of screw up.
Scramble on the computer, like, yeah.
Yeah, scrambling on the computer. Yeah. So you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us on the Ford Fun Line or text us at 49330. And that is how you can be in it to win it with Fighters. $100 could be yours every single Friday. And you can go shopping when we open back up.
Oh, yeah. Each and every weekday morning.
It's Fighters Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Coming off a weekend. We love watching Saturday Night Live. They're a little challenge too, right, Laura? I mean, it's not easy to do a show like that from home.
Oh, my gosh. Especially not a truly live TV show like that. It's probably incredibly difficult.
Right, from all those different locations, too. But the one thing I think that they have nailed since the beginning of this pandemic SNL at-home edition is the cold openings.
Yes.
Brad Pitt with funny glasses and a blonde wig on. Who was he? He was Dr. Fauci.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. First, I'd like to thank all the older women in America who have sent me supportive, inspiring, and sometimes graphic emails. Now, there's been a lot of misinformation out there about the virus. And yes, the president has taken some liberties with our guidelines. So tonight, I would like to explain what the president was trying to say. And remember, let's all keep an open mind.
We had a great meeting today with a lot of the great companies, and they're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon.
Relatively soon is an interesting phrase. Relative to the entire history of Earth, sure, the vaccine's going to come real fast. But if you were to tell a friend, I'll be over relatively soon, and then show it up a year and a half later, well, your friend may be relatively pissed off.
Oh, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're not even laughing. Come on, that's funny.
I am laughing. But
now the rest of it was a visual, so we can't really play it over the radio. But the way he just kept looking and shaking his head, it was very funny. But then on a serious note, there was Miley Cyrus.
How I wish you were here.
Miley doing Pink Floyd acoustically from her
Fantastic.
Fire pit in the backyard. Wow.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Just in case you missed it, we brought it to you, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about from two different zip codes. Live and local. Sunbury and Elysburg represent. News coming up next. Laura, remember when we talked about Captain Tom Moore, the World War II vet who was walking on his patio?
Yes, I did an update on him. Mm-hmm. He had met his goal,
right.
And they honored him as he took those last few steps with an honor guard.
Right. He wanted to walk back and forth on his patio and raise a couple $1,000s. Turns out he raised $50 million. That's just amazing. Now he's a rock star. Unbelievable. Well, maybe not a rock star, but there's a new version of You'll Never Walk Alone where he's been invited to sing back vocals.
Walk on,
walk
through
on
the wind,
through the wind.
Walk on,
walk on
through the rain,
through the rain.
He turns 100 years old this Thursday. It's 100th birthday. And they re-released You'll Never Walk Alone with him singing back vocals, and it went right to number one in the UK.
Of course it did. That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, Captain Tom Moore. A hero in so many ways. I mean, what is this guy going to do next, Laura?
He's probably going to keep on walking and raise more money.
That would be great. 94KX, Tom and Laura live, local, and from two zip codes. Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura Good out there in Tiger Country.
That's basically our theme song.
Yeah, there it is. Forever and ever, SoCo Rocks, Eye of the Tiger. I got a friend, Laura, who's for fun, and I don't know if I'd ever do this for fun, but for fun, she's delivering for Grubhub locally.
Well, that's cool.
She doesn't need the money. She just wants to do something at night. And she says it's fun. She's met a lot of nice people from a social distance. And our area seems to be big on fast food that gets delivered, which I think is interesting. So, if that is true overall in our area, I'd like to say, hey, please use the mom and pops, okay? Don't Grubhub Burger King, for God's sakes. Come on. Use the mom and pops.
I feel like if you're going to do fast food, which is cool, mm-hmm. like, you do you, boo.
Yeah.
But, like, get up off the couch, go drive through and get it, and come back home.
There's a good idea. Yeah, do it yourself because it is fast food. But if you're going to Grubhub or any of those food delivery services, do a local restaurant, you know? One of those mom and pops. I think it's cool. Now, Grubhub has a study out that says we're ordering certain things for the lockdown. We're ordering more breakfast sandwiches than ever before. Burgers, salads, and donuts? Just go to the Dunkin' Donut drive-thru. Come on. But anyway.
Yeah, geez.
But they broke it down according to sections of the country, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. In the Northeast, macaroni and cheese is up 216%. What, you can't make your own mac and cheese?
There's nothing better than homemade macaroni and cheese.
Absolutely. And if you have to go to the blue box, because that's what the kids like, Kraft macaroni and cheese, then make that. But order it out? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And cinnamon apple pies are up 160%. You can't bake your own pie? What?
I mean, maybe people don't know how.
I mean, it makes the house smell good? Come on. Anyway, in the Midwest, what was it? It was like sausage and egg and cheese burritos? Up 200.
Yeah, I don't know. We are looking at a different study.
250% increase in burritos in the Midwest. Glazed donuts are up 120%, and fried cheese curds 110%.
See, do you know what's so interesting?
What's that?
I'm looking at a different article, clearly.
Okay.
Because the statistics I'm looking at, 45% of people interviewed said that they have been cooking healthy meals at home. 25% are eating more fruits and vegetables. Only 12% say that they're relying on processed and prepackaged foods. And only 10% said that they're getting more delivery and takeout.
You're looking at the wrong article. Absolutely.
No. So, like, this is totally flying in the face of what you're saying. It looks like 79% of Americans say they're not eating worse.
And that's what we're going to talk about at 8:30. But you already did. So, if we go back.
Oh, I thought this was the article for now.
That's okay. You're totally on the wrong page. But that's okay. Because we are going to talk about whether we did gain that quarantine 15 or not. Coming
up. I guess we're not.
And most Americans say, no, we haven't. But when we do order out, we order the strangest things. Like, why are you people ordering sausage and egg and cheese biscuits when you can make it yourself? Buy a bagel, okay?
Yeah.
Buy a bagel, fry an egg, melt some cheese on it, and then just go for it. I mean,
that's the easiest thing to make.
I mean, call me nuts, but if I was going to use Grubhub, I'd be like calling a local mom and pop, and I'd want a steak. I'd want mashed potatoes. I'd want fresh veggies. I mean, bring it all.
Yeah, I would want stuff that I didn't know how to make myself.
Exactly. So why, even locally, why are we ordering like Burger King or Arby's or Taco Smell? What the heck?
I don't know.
All I know is that my weight is holding, girl. My weight is holding. And we'll talk about that, maybe, coming up.
Maybe. We'll see.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. We're toughing it out during this pandemic, and we're trying to maintain our weight.
Yes, we are.
Because everybody's saying quarantine 15, which I think is stolen from when you go to college and they say the freshman 15. But quarantine 15, 79% of Americans say, nope,
They're not eating worse. They're doing well. They're not gaining weight.
Which flies in the face of the statistics that Grubhub released.
Exactly. Well, maybe that was just the other 11, whatever, you know, maybe the other 11% are ordering Burger King every day. I don't know. But 79% of us say we're okay. And I was just talking to Mark Stevens in the hallway. He says he's put on a few during the quarantine. You can't tell. I said, look, you and Chad Evans, put the two of you guys together. You don't make one Tom Morgan. I mean, come on.
No, they are thin folk.
They are thin guys, yeah. So,
Tom, you and I are more sturdy.
We're sturdy peasants, Doc.
The pair of us. We are sturdy folk.
Sturdy
Here's the thing.
Coleridgean folk. Yeah.
Yes, we are. Okay. I feel like overall, diet has been the same or else a little bit better because there's no eating out.
That's right. Only 21% of us say their diet has gotten worse during the lockdown. 45% say they're cooking more. And more importantly, they're cooking more with healthy ingredients. Way to go.
Yeah, 25% more eating fruits and vegetables.
20% say they've been snacking more, but that's only 20%. So, and if your snacks are healthy, okay, right?
Absolutely. Get some carrots. Get some apples and peanut butter.
There it is. How about prepackaged foods, though? Naughty.
Nope, it's down. Only 12%.
Oh, good, good. So, you know, if you're going to do food, do real food. And only 10% say they're getting more delivery and takeout, and that would be the Grubhub story.
It all ties together.
So, and I know you're always healthy. You and your blender and your green drinks. We don't have anything to worry about with Laura Good.
Nope. And you have been on a health kick since January 1.
Yes.
This crazy year that is 2020, and you're down.
Yeah, I'm down over 30 pounds, but I just got to keep it down. So if I could do that and maybe lose a little more, when I told Mark Stevens my weight, I think his glasses fell off his nose. He was like, are you kidding me? And I said, I'm telling you and Chad Evans together equals one Tom Morgan, I'm telling you. He was like, you don't look that heavy. I said, I was. I'm down 30. He was like, wow. Mark Lawrence, how much does he weigh? Nobody knows. News is next.
Mark is always healthy, though.
Yeah, he's Marky Mark. Stand by. News is next.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning talking about food this hour. They were talking food on late night TV as well.
Check this out. Pillsbury now says that their cookie dough will soon be safe to eat either baked or raw. Americans heard that and were like, what do you mean by soon?
Tom and Laura in the morning, running down a dream with Tom Petty and Laura messing around on social media today. Because that's what she does. It's all good.
I try.
Tom Petty may have been one of the first concerts I ever saw.
The first concert that I ever went to was actually with my mom and my cousins.
Oh,
it was down in Hershey.
Yeah.
And it was Whitney Houston.
Ooh. Yes, I remember we've talked about that because we're actually at that concert.
Yes.
I was not with you because you were probably about 10 years old.
No, I was 6.
Oh, boy. Okay. And I was
little, but I was obsessed with Whitney Houston.
Wow. Okay, now this brings us to the social media post that you want to post and see what people say. And to me, it's very odd, but for you, Whitney Houston would be okay.
I think it would be okay. So what was your first concert before we get into the post?
I'm trying to remember, but it wasn't anything anybody would ever know. Like, I'm thinking, okay, I saw Prince very early, and then I saw Prince a bunch more times after that. Tom Petty, I saw him very early, and then a bunch of times after. I think the first time I saw Tom Petty, it was in a bar in, like, Canada or something. It was weird. Speaking of that, no, that was the Police. I saw the Police in a bar in Canada in, like, 1979. It was weird. So I'm trying to
think. Do you remember your very, very first concert, though?
No.
Like, were you a teenager? Were you in high school?
I was in high school. And then there were college road trips, which were considered concerts, but they're very small venues. You know what I mean? I mean,
yes.
Hershey Park would have been big compared to some of the places. I remember driving to New Jersey, trying to get into a bar where Bruce Springsteen was playing. And they had already reached capacity and had the doors locked. So, but other groups like the Cars, sure. But with this post you're going to make, Laura, I don't know if I'd want to spend quarantine with Wang Chung. You know what I mean?
Well, the opening act for the Whitney concert was Kenny G.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess technically, based upon this post, for me, it would be Kenny G and Whitney Houston.
Right, and Whitney's no longer with us, so you'd be spending your quarantine with Kenny G. Boy, that sounds exciting.
All right, so you're quarantined with the first artist that you saw in concert. Who is it? We want to know.
Yeah, let us know. I mean, log on, and it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. I have a feeling.
I'm just curious about all of the first concerts that everyone went to.
I have a feeling a lot of people locally will say Wendy O and the Plasmatics at the Strand Theater in Sunbury. That would be funny. Because she showed up. All the churches in this area protested in Cameron Park. They didn't want her here. She came here.
They protested?
Yes. Because Wendy O's show was a little bit weird. Just
a little bit naughty.
If she comes out on stage dressed only in a clear plastic fire hose, it's a little weird. So there you have it. So I'm just throwing it out there. I went to that show too, by the way, but it wasn't my first. So we want to know what show you went to, your first concert, and picture
spending.
That's
who you would be quarantined with. So, hey, it's posted up on the 94KX Facebook page. We want to know, you are quarantined with the very first artist that you saw in concert. Who is it?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. Laura likes to wrap up the show with a thought for the day on this Monday. You do have one, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, what do you got? Is it funny? Is it philosophical?
No, it's a little serious. It's a little serious.
Okay, it's a Monday.
Why, did you want a funny one?
Well, I don't know. After Friday, we laughed for about 15 minutes. I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's funny, especially the one on Friday, like thoughts and prayers to all of the husbands, you know, who are checking off that honey-do list. I was one of those people, but it was the husband's honey-do list for me.
There it is. And you got it done.
It's his office that we redid.
Yeah.
Got it done.
Very nice. So what do you got for us today?
All right. I'll switch it up and I'll use the one that I was going to use for tomorrow. It's okay. Short. It's sweet. It's simple.
All right.
Making one person smile can change the world. Maybe not the whole world, but their world. Make someone smile today.
Perfect. Hopefully we made you smile this morning. Chad Evans up next. He'll make you smile some more. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan. And check out that post on the 94KX Facebook page. Some of the concerts that people would be quarantined with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, they're fantastic.
There it is. We'll rebound on that tomorrow, and we'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.